Thank you, Madam Chair. Over the past maybe decade, there's been a lot of focus on vertical integration, but not vertical ownership. We have a lot of contracted producers who are certified or do free certification, do everything the retailer wants. And in some cases, down to the crop that is grown. I'm aware of instances in Kenya where thousands of hectares of avocados were planted for export. And there was tremendous waste because even those that could make it for export were still edible, but the Kenyan population was not used to eating avocados. So they saw avocados as something foreign. The same thing for some of the Chinese, what we call the Chinese style vegetables as well. I saw that in Ghana, in Burkina Faso, and a less extent in Mali, where there's elongated eggplants and the small cucumbers and some of the leafy greens, these were not consumed locally, and tremendous waste. Even down to string beans, they were feeding to cows. What was not exported was being fed to cows as fodder. So when we talk about food waste, we have to look at it, food waste in an integrated production system, we have to look at it both as where the retailer or the seller has direct ownership, and in the other case where he has indirect ownership through certification or through contracts. And I think the second one, if we look at the second one, there is more food waste with the integrated system through certification and contracts than whole ownership. Thank you.